Se amate rilassarvi su spiagge bianche, coccolati dal suono delle onde, ma anche scoprire usi e costumi di culture e posti lontani, non perdetevi la nuova stagione di Il Mondo Suona Così, il podcast che vi porta a conoscere mete da sogno. Cuba, Giamaica, Messico e molte altre. Cerca Il Mondo Suona Così sulla tua app di podcast preferita. Oltre le spiagge, c'è di più.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone and welcome to the 40th episode of Praticamente Inglese. How's it going, guys? Hope you're doing well. Another week together. Today I would like to talk about telephone calls. And so I have quite a few examples for you. Before we start, remember to subscribe on your favorite platform, if you like the podcast, of course, to leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share it with your friends and colleagues. Or co-workers, it depends. If you want to support my project, please go on patreon.com/Mattia Morelli. And, to say thank you to my supporters, I organize a conference call twice a month to practice English together. And it's a great opportunity, you know, to meet and have a chat with all of you guys. Thanks for the support anyway. Praticamente Inglese is now also on Clubhouse. I'm organizing a room every day around 4 p.m. So join me to have a chat in English together. And this app, unfortunately, is available only on iPhones. So, but if you need an invite and you have an iPhone, please send me a DM on LinkedIn, or now we have also Facebook page, Instagram page of Praticamente Inglese. So send me a DM there and I'll let you in. Okay, so I have plenty of invites to share with my community. So I'm I would be super happy to have you on board so we can have a chat, a proper chat together. So let's get started. Today we are going to talk about telephone calls, and I would like to share a few examples that I used. I used to use when I was working in London as a receptionist, a front desk agent. So, piccola traduzione in italiano. Ovviamente vi ho ricordato come sempre dove trovate Praticamente Inglese, sia su Patreon, adesso ultimamente anche su Clubhouse. Ci sono le pagine Instagram, Facebook. Se volete stare dentro il Clubhouse, tranquillamente mandatevi un DM e vi do un invito. Purtroppo la quest app non è ancora aperta ad Android, ma lo sarà molto presto, e quindi non vedo l'ora di, insomma, farci una bella chiacchierata tutti insieme. Oggi vi parlo di telephone calls, ho un pochino di esempi che mi porto dalla mia esperienza a Londra quando ho iniziato come receptionist in hotel, e so I hope you will enjoy the episode. So let's get started. Now let's say that I am Mattia Morelli and I'm calling a company and I'm looking for Mr. Johnson, ok? Quindi chiamo una compagnia, voglio parlare con il signor Johnson, ok? E quindi vediamo quali sono le frasi classiche, sia mie come colui che chiama, sia di colui o colei che risponde. Ok, so, hello, good afternoon, Mattia speaking. Oppure, this is Mattia Morelli calling from Praticamente Inglese. Simple as that, ok? Molto semplice, mi presento. Vi lascio un piccolo spazietto subito dopo ogni frase e magari provate a ripeterle, visto che se magari siete in macchina, eccetera, e così magari vi rimangono anche ben fissate in mente. Proviamo? Hello, Mr. Morelli. How can I help you? Hello, Mr. Morelli. How can I help you? Salve, signor Morelli. Come la posso aiutare? Thank you for calling, Mr. Morelli. Anna speaking. How can I help? Thank you for calling, Mr. Morelli. Anna speaking. How can I help? Grazie per aver chiamato, signor Morelli. Questa è Anna. Come la posso aiutare? Oppure, hello, Mattia. Nice to hear from you. Hello, Mattia. Nice to hear from you. Ciao Mattia, piacere di sentirti. In questo caso c'è molta confidenza, no, con la persona che magari mi conosce già. Oppure, Anna speaking, what can I do for you today, Mr. Morelli? Anna speaking, what can I do for you today, Mr. Morelli? Qui parla Anna, come la posso aiutare oggi, signor Morelli? Oppure, XY's office here. May I ask who's calling, please? XY's office here. May I ask who's calling, please? Qui è l'ufficio XY, per intenderci. Posso chiedere chi ti sta chiamando? Perché magari probabilmente non ha capito il mio nome all'inizio.
Oh, yes. Can I talk to Mr. Johnson? Tell him Mattia's calling. Oh, yes. Can I talk to Mr. Johnson? Tell him Mattia's calling.
Sì, posso parlare con il signor Johnson? Gli dica che è Mattia che sta chiamando. Oppure,
may I speak to Mr. Johnson, the marketing manager, please? May I speak to Mr. Johnson, the marketing manager, please?
Posso parlare con il signor Johnson, il vostro capo del marketing, per favore? Oppure,
good morning, is Mr. Johnson available, please? Good morning, is Mr. Johnson available, please?
Semplicemente, buongiorno, c'è il signor Johnson? Ecco, per favore, sempre, con molta educazione. E lei potrebbe rispondermi.
Hold the line, please. I'll put you through in a moment. Hold the line, please. I'll put you through in a moment.
Attenda in linea, glielo passo in un momento. I'll put you through. È molto, diciamo, comune. Oppure potrei dire,
please hold while I'll put you through to Mr. Johnson's office. Please hold while I put you through to Mr. Johnson's office.
Attenda intanto che la passo all'ufficio del signor Johnson, per esempio. Oppure,
hang on a moment, I'll see if he's in. Hang on a moment, I'll see if he's in.
Ok, qua è I'll see if he is in. Vedo se c'è, se è dentro, se è in ufficio, per intenderci, ok?
One moment, please, I'll see if he's available. One moment, please, I'll see if he's available.
Quindi semplicemente vedo se è disponibile oppure no.
Mr. Johnson is busy at the minute. Sorry, who am I speaking to, please? Mr. Johnson is busy at the moment. Sorry, who am I speaking to, please?
In questo momento è occupato, busy, quindi non è disponibile.
Who am I speaking to, please?
Con chi sto parlando, mi chiede? E io potrei dirgli,
Mr. Morelli. And if you want, you can give him my email address, which is praticamente inglese, at gmail.com.
Quindi gli dico, guarda, sono Mattia Morelli e questa è la mia mail.
Could you please repeat that? Could you please repeat that?
Chiedo scusa, me lo potrebbe ripetere, per favore?
Yes, Mr. Morelli. Would you mind spelling that for me? Would you mind spelling that for me?
Ok, mi fa lo spelling. Certo, M-O-R-E-L-L-I.
Could you speak up a little bit, please? Could you speak up a little bit, please?
Cioè, può parlare un pochino più forte? M-O-R-E-L-L-I. Gli risponderei, no?
Can you speak a little bit slower, please? Can you speak a little bit slower, please?
Può parlare un pochino più piano, nel senso che in maniera più lenta, ok?
My English isn't very good, sir. I'm sorry.
Il mio inglese non è così buono, chiedo scusa. E quindi gli direi M-O-R-E-L-L-I.
Okay, let me repeat that just to make sure, Mr. Morelli. So it's Morelli, right?
Yes, it's Morelli. Okay. E a questo punto interverrei io dicendo, could you let me know when he's back in the office, please?
Could you let me know when he's back in the office, please?
Mi può far sapere quando torna in ufficio, per favore?
I don't know, sir. Would you mind calling back in an hour? I don't know, sir. Would you mind calling back in an hour?
Non saprei, signore. Potrebbe chiamare fra un'ora?
I'm afraid he's in a meeting right now. I'm afraid he's in a meeting right now.
Ho paura che sia in un meeting in questo momento.
Would you like to leave a message? Would you like to leave a message?
Vuole lasciare un messaggio? Oppure,
I'm sorry, but Mr. Johnson is not here at the moment. Can I take a message? I'm sorry, but Mr. Johnson is not here at the moment. Can I take a message?
Non è qui Mr. Johnson, posso prenderlo io il messaggio senza che sia tu a dirmi che lo vuoi lasciare, insomma. Oppure,
he is in a meeting right now. Can he maybe call you back later? He is in a meeting right now. Can he maybe call you back later?
In questo momento in un meeting, la può chiamare lui invece più tardi? Oppure,
could you possibly call again later? Could you possibly call again later?
Quindi sono io a dirle direttamente, signor Morelli, se può chiamare direttamente lei più tardi. Oppure, altro esempio,
Mr. Johnson is not in today, but I can tell him you called if you want. Mr. Johnson is not in today, but I can tell him you called if you want.
Quindi il signor Johnson non c'è oggi, ma gli posso dire che lei ha chiamato se vuole, ok?
Oppure, I'm afraid he's busy right now. Would you like to leave a message? I'm afraid he's busy right now. Would you like to leave a message?
Ho paura che sia occupato adesso. Vuole lasciare un messaggio? Oppure ancora ragazzi,
he is busy right now. Would you like him to call you back later? He is busy right now. Would you like him to call you back later?
Al momento è occupato. Vuole che la chiami lui direttamente più tardi?
No, that's okay. I'll try again later. No, that's okay. I'll try again later.
No, non si preoccupi. Chiamo io più tardi. Provo io più tardi. Oppure gli posso dire yes, can I leave a message? Ok? Oppure sono ancora di più, potrei dirgli
would you mind giving him a message? Would you mind giving him a message?
Le dispiace lasciargli un messaggio? E gli potrei dire, ovvero il messaggio è to call me back after 5 p.m.
He knows my number, ok? che mi chiamasse dopo le 5, che conosce il mio numero. E lei potrebbe rispondere, ok, got it, I'll let him know. Ok, got it, I'll let him know. Ok, ho capito, glielo faccio sapere. Oppure, thanks for your time, Mr. Morelli. I'll let him know you called. Thanks for your time, Mr. Morelli. I'll let him know you called. Grazie per il suo tempo, signor Morelli. Sicuramente gli faccio sapere che lei ha chiamato. Oppure, I'll make sure he gets your message, Mr. Morelli. I'll make sure he gets your message, Mr. Morelli. Mi assicuro che lui riceva il suo messaggio, signor Morelli. Thanks for calling, Mr. Morelli. Have a great day. Thanks for calling, Mr. Morelli. Have a great day. Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I was trying to get back to the origins, let's say, to practice English while you are maybe in the car right now or at home. But the idea was like, okay, let's do something that is very similar what we were doing before. You know, I tried with interviews. I hope you enjoyed those two episodes. And please let me know, share your thoughts with me, send me a DM on LinkedIn or on any other page or accounts, because it's very important for me to have your feedback. I did this particular episode right now because someone asked me to do so. A person told me, hey, Mattia, could you please do an episode about telephone calls, you know, how to approach someone who's calling in a foreign language, in English in this case. So, that's the reason why I'm doing today's episode. So I'm very open to receive your feedback, guys. Let me know. And what else? I hope you will have a great week ahead. Feel free to join Praticamente Inglese everywhere, Facebook, YouTube, Patreon, Instagram, Telegram. We are everywhere, on Clubhouse, of course, so we can have a chat together. And I wish you a great week, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye bye.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cosa significa muoversi liberamente? Scoprire le infinite possibilità e superare i propri limiti. Lasciati ispirare da Muoversi liberamente. Tante storie raccontate da Kuwait, ora disponibili sulle piattaforme podcast.